Blog Talk Radio.
To hear some great operatic sound, and we're going to talk about the world-famous castrati, but we're also going to play some females who could have definitely done castrati sound and opera. I mean, from Minnie Riperton to my girl Mesa. So sit back and relax and enjoy this 1 hour and a half show that goes by so fast. And at 7:35, we've got a guest coming on that started her own radio network. It's hot, bumping, kicking, pushing, tuning up, turning it out, whatever words they want to say today. But it's a good thing you can listen to 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. They're on. So, again, we got a great show for you tonight, coming live from Chicago, Illinois, my hometown. And, yes, we are going to be classy tonight. I even got on a tuxedo, and my producers got on a tuxedo, and my maid came by, and she's got on a gorgeous, gorgeous black dress. My maid is really fine, too. I tell you this. We go out sometimes, and people say, "Don, how do you come you go out with your maid?" I say, "Hey, because she's fine, and she's pretty, and she works hard." But anyway, listen, we're going to have a great show tonight. I've got some special shout-outs that I have to do because I'm Don S. McClure, and we are up to 14,239 listeners. I mean, man, we are growing. I got to send a special shout out to my favorite girl, Carmen Collins in Chicago, Illinois. She used to be one of the top black models in this city, working for Shirley Hamilton's agency. I mean, she was on magazine covers, fashion features, doing a whole bunch of things. And her brother-in-law is one of the top makeup artists in the world, Ernest Collins. But we became so close. That was my girl. Plus, I used to have a little crush on her, but I never told her, so I better get off the radio saying it. But anyway, Carmen was a jewel. Man, you're talking about fine. Oh, man. Photographers would go crazy over her. She worked with the best photographers in the world, Victor Strebnesky. I got to send a special shout-out to Denise Cole in Illinois, who purchased 5 of my books this morning and called me and said, "Get out that bed, because I just purchased 5 of your books." And I said, "Get out of here." And I ran to the computer. I won't tell you what I had on. But I went to the computer, and man, sure enough, she ordered posters, she ordered books, and she made my quota. So a big hats off to Denise Cole. She is a definite supporter and a really, really good person. I mean, I like that. And she wants to do some of the covers, the book covers she wants to send to her grandson's school. I got to send a special shout-out to Evelyn Young in Indianapolis. She's a sponsor of tonight's show, and that is my girl. She's working hard for me in Indianapolis and working hard for us to make it better. I love my fans. I love my show. So we are getting ready to kick it off. We've got some stuff by the Girls Choir of Harlem, and we're going to tell you a little details about them. Like I said, we got DJ Sassy And she's sassy, too. She's going to call in at 7:35, and we're going to have a little chat with her about what she's doing, what she's building. And her goal is to get the music out, remind the listeners of old school Motown genres, and keep those genres going. So I think she got a lot of stuff that she's going to be bringing to the table. The music of Motown, jazz, hip-hop, house, neo-soul. Hey, that sounds like the same stuff I play. But anyway, listen, it's going to be a hot show tonight. We're going to get this started. And yes, like I said, we're going to the opera. But first, we've got to play my intro for my book. And if you don't have my books, you got to go to www.dsmpublications.net. You'll find all of my books. They are great. And we're going to play a little track, which is a promo for my book, which is Taking the Country by Storm, To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers in the world, and I mean in the best crime thrillers ever written. Dang, I have too much tea. And anyway, we're going to play that, then we're going to get into a quick PSA, and then we're going to start off with our girl, Minnie Riperton. Then we're going to talk some about the castrati and my girl who influenced me to learn more about Antonio Vivaldi, one of the greatest classical composers, who died, and actually I'm writing a book about his life. So we're going to talk about that, Cecilia Bartoli, and we're going to get classy tonight. So we're not going to do a little in the basement. We're going to do some class. But let's get to Joey and the intro on my book. Then when we come back, we're going to play a PSA, and then we're going to start our show and liven it up. You got an hour and 23 minutes, and it's Friday night, and I'm going out after my show.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And I love that PSA. You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty smart guy. But I actually won't let my grandchildren call me Grandpa. It makes me feel too old. So they say, you know, Grandfather. Anyway, Minnie Riperton can hit so many octaves, it's ridiculous. And back in the day, 17th and 16th century, actually even 14th century, the castrati banned women. Women could not sing on the stage with them. Women were told to be silent, shut up, don't say anything. Matter of fact, women weren't even looked at as being great singers. So the castrati, and we're going to talk about how they actually got to be like that, but they were the most powerful singers in the world during that time. And the Pope actually endorsed them, and the church endorsed them. And they didn't have a lot of female choirs. They didn't have females in choirs. They were usually all male. But we're going to talk about that. But we want to play a track by Minnie Riperton to give you kind of an idea of the octaves castrati was reaching for. And we're going to talk about how long it took for them to practice and what they had to do, and how today the Girls Choir of Harlem is so awesome that they can hit those octaves. And we're going to talk about a phenomenal thing with them, because they're phenomenal young ladies going to high school that can blow the castrati off the map. But in the meantime, let's get to Minnie Riperton, Inside My Love.
Thank you.
Man, that girl can hit some keys. Now, the makings of the castrati, and I always tell my audience and fans, write this down. You can go look it up yourself. C-A-S-T-R-A-T-I is the castrati. These were the masters of voice and music. They particularly ran the music industry. St. Paul had written that women should be silent in church, so they could not be used in choirs. Since women were banned from the stage in many locations, the castrati also formed a function in early opera. Even when women were allowed, the public preferred the sound of the high male voice. Evidently, they hadn't heard Minnie Riperton back then. Falsettos were sometimes employed, but the overall effect of their voices was considered artificial. The castrati were the answer, and for over 200 years, they ruled the music world. Pope Clementine VIII, 1592 to 1605, preferred their voices over women and proclaimed the creation of the castrati for church choirs. They were to be held as considered to honor of God. For the most part, they started as small boys, listen to this now, from impoverished families who had been discovered to have beautiful voices. The practice of castration to preserve the high voice of a boy is shrouded in mystery. And my favorite girl, Cecilia Bartoli, has an album where she always talks about educational things. She's one of the greatest Italian divas in the world. She could sing. She influenced me and taught me a lot about Antonio Vivaldi. So she has an album out called Sacrificium, S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-I-U-M. You can look it up on Amazon. And she's talking about the castrati because she didn't understand why so many people never really wanted to talk about the castration of these thousands and thousands of young boys. The castrati, a typical daily schedule for them, was described as starting in the morning. They had 1 hour singing passages of difficult execution, 1 hour studying letters, including how words should be sung for understanding, 1 hour singing exercise in front of the mirror to guard against ugly grimaces, that means ugly faces. In the afternoon, they had 1 half-hour theory, 1 half-hour improvisation, 1 hour studying counterpoint, 1 hour studying letters. They also had to study composition and learn to play the harpsichord. So it was considered, when singing, imagine a voice that combines the sweetness of the flute and the animation of pure human larynx, a voice which leaps and leaps lightly and spontaneously like a lark that flies through the air and is intoxicated with its own flight. And when it seems that the voice has reached the loftiest peak of attitude, it starts off again, leaping and leaping, still with equal highness and equal spontaneity, without the slightest sign of forcing or the faintest indication of artificial or effort. I mean, they thought the castrati was just really, really good. We're going to get a little bit more into the castrati because, again, the girls' groups in Harlem, that choir got started late 1996, years after the boys' choir of Harlem, and these young ladies come from impoverished communities, but we're going to tell you about their studying. But let's get to a track that we're going to play by the girls' choir of Harlem, assisted with the boys' choir of Harlem. Thank you. talking about bad, and we're going to talk about their teacher and everything else. But that was the girls' choir of Harlem singing with the boys' choir of Harlem. And for a long time, there were no girl choirs. There were only either mixed choirs or all-boy choirs. We're going to listen to a track by Cecilia Bartoli, My Girl. I fell in love with her when I first saw her do this thing on Antonio Vivaldi. She's singing a track from the opera Ava Maria, and I'm talking about bad. Then we're going to listen to her interview on the castrati. I really like that kind of music. That's what they play in the club, actually, where I go to get my massages. I take those tracks, and they play it for me. And they say, Don, that is just so good. Plus, I pay them, but I enjoyed it. Let's listen to the track of Cecilia Bartoli. She is talking about castration. Yeah, they used to mess these little boys up. And I got to tell you a story after we do that about what happened to me when I was, oh, well, we'll talk about that. But anyway, we're going to play Cecilia Bartoli. And she's doing the interview talking about her new album, Sacrificium, and castration for the little boys that actually weren't allowed to really sing. I mean, they couldn't make it even though they had something happened to them. Wow. Deep.
I've always sang music that was written for castratos, and other singers have done so too. But why does nobody talk about the tragedy that this fantastic music involves? Can you imagine today we know about 100 names of successful castrato singers, but in 17th and 18th century, hundreds of thousands of boys were castrated, that is, sacrificed in the name of music. It is a big problem to present such a huge theme within the 80 minutes of a CD, So I picked an example, Naples and the School of Porpora. Porpora was the teacher of some of the most famous castratos of all times, Farinelli and Caffarelli. Therefore, the castrato school of Porpora is an ideal example to show all aspects of 300-year story of this phenomenon. I made a world premiere recordings of 11 arias and on a second CD, three famous castrato hits, one of which is Ombra Mai Fu by Handel, written for Caffarelli. Who would you think today, when listening to this famous aria, that it was originally sang by a castrato? There is also a 100-page castrato dictionary in which you can find everything about castratos and their times. And I'm also hoping that a film will be made about this subject. I chose a selection of magnificent music written for the greatest students of Porpora. Naturally, there are a few breathtaking arias from Porpora in cells. The others are by Caldara, Araya, Vinci, Leo, and Graun. On the second CD, there are hits by Farinelli's brother, Riccardo Broschi, by Handel and Giacomelli. These arias show the extremes of virtuosity, breath control, imagination, emotion, expression, which castrato had. And probably it is the most difficult music I ever sang. It is the most virtuosic album I ever recorded, with the most challenging coloratura, but also the most heart-touching slow arias with literally breathtakingly long phrases. Castrato were not singing machines, as one often thinks today. The audience expected to be thrown over by the deepest and strongest emotions. Practically all of these arias have never been recorded before and are probably the most difficult music I ever recorded. I chose Il Giardino Armonico and Giovanni Antonini because of their vitality, the virtuosity, energy and passion. So we recharge each other with the high voltage Italian energy, and that's what we need actually for this unbelievably difficult aria. So I really hope it's not too much for you. I'm extremely pleased that 10 years after the album, the legendary album, Vivaldi album, we renewed this wonderful collaboration. When you castrate a boy before puberty, his larynx will more or less remain the same and therefore retain a kind of high sound. But his body will grow in all kinds of ways because of his messed up hormones, and their chest and lungs became as large as those of grown men, and sometimes even larger. But castrato had also learned an incredible breath control. They could sing forever in arias from Araya, for instance, Cadrò. There are coloraturas that run over nearly 30, 35 bars. Farinelli could sing that them easily, but for us today it's very, very hard for men, and well, for women even harder. So it's very difficult to say what the castrato voice and sound like. But there are recordings, for instance, by one of the last Roman castratos, Moreschi. But they are from 1902, 1904. And therefore it's hard to say because of the inferior sound quality. And there are contradicting opinions of how a castrato sounded. Many sources suggest that the castrato voice was more like a female voice. Immediately after castration, when the boys were about 7 years old, a rigid, really rigid music training began. They had to learn singing, but also to play instrument and improvise, studying literature and composition. All in all, they had to study for 10 years, and so they were extremely well educated. Castrato were not, as one tends to think today, singing robots without emotion. They were masters at imaginative ornamentation.
And that was my favorite opera artist, Cecilia Bartoli. And I'm going to get to my caller and put her on hold for a minute. And then I'm going to play an aria by my favorite girl, Mesa. And then I should be ready to interview DJ Sassy. I don't know why I act so crazy on the radio. But anyway, give me a minute, DJ Sassy. I'll be right with you. And again, I'm just looking forward to my show. But let's get into Mesa and an aria. And we're just going to cut back tonight. I mean, like nobody's business. And they told me earlier, I said, Don, you got so much class. And I said, yes, I do. I love my tuxedo. Let's listen to Mesa do an aria, and then we're going to get to DJ Sassy. So just hold on, DJ Sassy. We'll be right with you.
Love you all my life, wondering when I'll fall into your
yet, I don't believe that the Pope wanted to see men sing more so than Mesa. Man, but that's the Pope business. DJ Sassy, how are you?
I am just fine. How are you, Don?
Girl, I am partying. I got a tuxedo on, some wine, and my maid is dancing in it. What's the Pope talking about? I am doing fine on a Friday night. I'm glad to have you on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Sassy, and we have a picture of her and our DJs, and her goal is to get the music out, remind the listeners of old school Motown genres. I guess you're going to take it to the basement like I do sometimes. The music of Motown, jazz, hip-hop, neo-soul, like my girl that just went off, indie music, old school, Latin, just to name a few. And she's going to take it over and tell us, DJ Sassy, what made you decide that you wanted a radio broadcast?
Well, you know, music's been in my deep in my soul since my early teens, and I'm not going to give away my age, but anyway.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've been in the music business, per se, since 1989. I have my lifetime broadcasting license. And, you know, after working on a couple of radio stations, I thought, you know what, I can do this myself. So back 4 years ago, I started Sassy Radio, and as the years go on, I keep on, you know, having more and more DJs, and we're up to about 20 DJs right now. And, you know, the genres that, you know, you just named are pretty much the genres that we do. And, you know, we're just so different from regular radio because we play a lot of indie, you know, indie music. And you don't hear the same song over and over and over like you do on regular radio. And this is what's putting us actually over the top of regular radio stations, is because people get tired of that. And, you know, and our format is phenomenal. I mean, we have some awesome DJs from all over the country. I'm actually located in Minnesota. And like I said,
okay,
I started this 4 years ago. So, and my goal is to get the music out, bring it to the people. Motown has been kind of pushed aside. Well, DJ Sassy and Sassy Radio, we're bringing Motown back. I do a show on Fridays of solid Motown. And, you know, we're just trying to bring the music back. And, you know, it's great artists, you know, indie artists like David McLaurin, Amarillo Santiago, Cole Jack, Sam Hinkins, Rod Williams, Joanna Johnson, Thom Lorem, Gino Goss, and Will Reddy. It's these indie artists that are amazing, and we're trying to get these artists out and well-known all over the world because we are 24/7 worldwide.
Okay.
And I have,
well, let me ask you this,
the best DJs on the planet.
Well, you know, and I believe that because I tuned in to your show, and I saw my little name come across the screen, and, of course, the DJ said, hey, we got Don S. in the house. I said, that's right, the number one author in the world. But it was a live show. He was playing my girls, The Emotions. And I said, okay, yeah, I got the best of my love. That's my girls. I used to hang with them, 63rd Street. But you know what's so amazing about your thing? I mean, I listen to it. It's clear. It picks up. Now, you've got a website for this, right? Isn't it DJ Sassy, or is it www.sassyradio.com, or what is it?
Yes, it's www.sassyradio.com, and it's spelled S-S-A-S-S-Y, radio.com. Yes, we have a gorgeous website. People can come in and chat. We've got a globe that's telling everybody where people are actually from. And you can get us on iPads. You can get us on laptops. You can get us on just about any electronic device that you can think of, and you know, and we're very clear. We're 24/7, like I said, and I think our success is the DJs that do this every day. And you know, we have, like I said, almost 20 DJs, and these DJs are the most dedicated DJs anywhere. I mean, I'm so pleased and so happy to have the DJs that I do have. And if you can let me real quickly say their names, I would love to do that.
Well, yeah, and one I want to know, you have an attractive young black female that's, and I'm partial to females, sorry guys, but she's on my board, I put her on the board, and you've got a couple of other DJs that I want you to kind of talk about for a minute what their styles
sure.
are, because their pictures are showing on the board, but feel
sure.
free to rattle off their names so we can kind of get them out there as well, and I want to send
okay.
a salute out to them, so let's go ahead and do that.
Sure. Well, the people that are on the that are scrolling across your screen right now, we got BC Lounge. She's out of New York. We got DJ Billy C. He's out of Long Island, New York. We have Soul Clap Affair, who's out of New York. We have Vantasia Media, who is out of Florida. We have DJ Doc, who is out of Pennsylvania. And we also have DJ Eye to Eye out of Maryland. DJ Random, who's my son, out of Minnesota. We got
okay.
D'Lo Mendez out of New York. New York, excuse me. We have Stephen B. He's out of New York. We have a video a DJ, VDJ Paz. He's out of Detroit. We have Soulman Larry out of New York. DJ Maximilian out of Long Island, New York. We have DJ Manduza out of New York. We have Keith the Jazz Man. He's out of Atlanta. We have DJ Big Mark out of Florida. And we have a couple other DJs, you know, that are going to be joining us pretty soon. We have DJ Robert Purchase, DJ Motion out of New York, and Paul Sugarmanot out of New York. So my main staff is, you know, really out of New York, but we do have
okay.
you know, DJs in other areas.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this. Okay, so I saw the logo that you have, and whoever did your logo, whether you did it or somebody else, it's really professional looking. I've got it on my playboard, so people can look at the playboard and they'll see, you know, Sassy Radio, and I really like what you're trying to pull together here. And now, do you don't have any of the DJs in Chicago, or have you got a few? Or because I think we were talking before, and you were saying you were talking to some people in Chicago, or they've already joined your group. Because most of yours are from like East Coast, Florida,
exactly.
other places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, we're trying to get some out of Chicago, and we're basically trying to hit the West Coast as well, so that we have kind of a variety from all over the place. Because you know, different areas, you're going to have specific genres of music that people like. So we're trying to, you know, make this, you know, a whole countrywide, you know, group of DJs. And but the DJs I do have, Don, they are the most dedicated DJs. Oh, my goodness. So they are, and then, you know, and we do what we do for the listeners. We're all about the listener.
Okay. Well, do you mix, like, when they're playing their music? And I noticed, like I said, you say hip-hop. Do you stick some country in there, or do you stick, like, some Asian music in there? I mean, do you change up, or you just stick with the Motown genres, or what's going on?
Oh,
with that?
We do all of them. Matter of fact, we just acquired a DJ out of New York, and he's going to be doing the Spanish soca music.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, well, I can dance pretty
that's
good.
That's the one genre that I've been wanting for 2 years. I just didn't, you know, couldn't find anybody, and we just found somebody, and he's excellent. And, you know, and we have a great jazz show on Wednesdays with Keith the Jazz Man. Oh, my goodness. I mean, his show is 7 hours long, and he brings in the people, let me tell you.
Man.
So he does a great, great job. And like I said, it's, you know, it's the artists that really, you know, they're the influence, you know, in the radio station. They really are.
Okay. So now, is this set up where you're in Minnesota, so you have a board and you have everything, and they either call in, or how do they connect with your show so that they can reach all these audiences?
What we do is they go through my Sassy Radio network. I have a pretty huge network, and pretty much all my DJs are hooked into that network. So when it's their turn, the one DJ that's on logs out, and the next DJ comes on, logs in. So it's pretty smooth, and a lot of times you won't even hear a difference in when one DJ switches to the next. So we've kind of mastered that almost to perfection. We're just trying to make it so that people, you know, enjoy the different genres, and we're trying to make it so that everything goes pretty smoothly.
Hmm. Okay. And again, give me that website. Now, is there a phone number they can reach the studio while a DJ is playing? Or okay, what happens? Because I know when I went online Amaryllis had asked me to go in, and I said, man, this is nice. Then my name popped up, so do you have to join? But explain to us how you actually do that.
Okay, when you click on to, and I'll spell it out for you, www.ssassyradio.com. When you tune into sassyradio.com, you will see we named it Hangout. So what you do is you go to the chat rooms, Hangout, and you click Enter here, and we have Studio 1 and Studio 2. Studio 1 is live DJs and you know, all the DJs that do their spinning or do whatever it is that they do. The second one is a video feature that we have, but we don't have a video player just yet, but we're going to be getting that real soon. Once you come into the chat room, once you come into the Hangout, your name will show up, but it'd be like a green shadow. And what you do is you click on with the Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, and that automatically puts your picture that you have on Facebook and your name up in the guest list, so that we kind of have some kind of an idea on how many guests are in our room. And then you can intermingle and talk amongst each other or talk with the DJ, and everybody just loves that part of the interaction part of it. And that's basically all you do. It's pretty simple. You know, once you log in, you know, you're there, and we all talk amongst each other, and you can hear the music playing, and the DJ, you know, he's live on mic, so he'll chit chat, you know, with the people in the room. They'll do shout outs, and we do just about everything. We do some, you know, live commercials if we have them. You know, putting this together, it's been 4 years now. Actually, it's been over 4 years. It's a lot of work, and each individual DJ, we work very, very hard on our shows every day to bring almost, you know, your show to perfection, because that's how good we are. And we're looking at, you know, we're never leaving. We're staying. We're not going anywhere.
I don't blame you. Hey, listen, I want you to hang with us for a minute, because I want to ask you a few more questions about DJ Sassy. But I want to play these quick PSAs, and I want to play a track. And when I come back, we're going to talk more to you about what you're doing and bringing people in, and see if we can get some people encouraged, the DJs that want to be out there spinning or doing or popping or whatever the heck they call it today. But again, hang with us for a minute. Let me play these PSAs, because they're for the Heart Association, and I want everybody to have a healthy heart, like me. Because I've jogged like 80 miles a day. Hold on for a minute.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women,
and this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only, the most fabulous, cutest person in the world. You listen to my show on a Friday, and my guest is DJ Sassy, and we're going to play a track by the Girls Choir of Harlem called Troubled Waters, and when we come back, we got some more questions for DJ Sassy. I kind of like that name, DJ Sassy. I might call my maid Sassy. She'll slap me, but anyway. Let me play this track by the Girls Choir of Harlem, Troubled Waters, because, again, there was a time that women were not allowed to sing on stage, and they didn't have girl choirs. And we're going to talk a little bit more about them during the second half of my show. But let's get to their track, and then I'm going to come back, and we'll talk to DJ Sassy, because she's sassy.
Oh,
that was so nice. And my maid said to tell my audience I'm sassy and cute. I like that. She know how to keep her job, that's for sure. We're back with DJ Sassy, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And I'm cutting up, and I don't have any trouble water. DJ Sassy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now that you've got all this good music going on and all these DJs, are you going to highlight, like, more female DJs, or are you going to talk to, like, high school students, getting them to get more involved with your stations? Because music is the key to education, and if you listen to the things about the castrati, how long they studied, what they had to do, I don't agree with the castration of little boys to get that sound, but what I do say is when we talk about the Girls Choir of Harlem, we're going to talk about how many hours they have to practice. But have you thought about, like, taking it to the school, saying, listen, you could be on my show, you could be on my radio thing if you get good grades? Have you done anything with the schools yet?
Actually, I have. My son is DJ Random, and when he was in his senior year of high school last year, I did go to the school, and, you know, I told all the kids that if they're interested in this type of format, which is internet, to let me know, and I did get a few responses. And actually, my son, DJ Random, he was doing a teen scene show every Friday for a couple of hours, and you know the kids loved it. So we're trying to make it a radio station for everybody. And I know, Don, you're wondering how I got the name Sassy Radio or DJ Sassy. You're gonna laugh at this.
Okay.
When I was deciding 4 years ago on, you know, that I was going to actually do this and do my own, you know, internet radio station, I couldn't think of a name. And I spent weeks and weeks. I just could not think of a name. So you're going to laugh. I walked into the bathroom. I have a huge mirror in my bathroom. And I looked at the mirror and I said to myself, think of a name. And the name Sassy come right up. So there you go. That is how I got my name. And I've had it ever since. And I am very sassy.
I thought it was for them tight jeans I saw you wearing, but that's okay, too. So, man, let me stop.
No. There can only be one sassy person on this radio show right now, and that's me.
And that's you. I don't blame you, because I know I'm sassy, so now there's two people on my radio show that's sassy. Well, three. My maid says she's sassy. But anyway, listen, we've got to put music as a real key point. And that's why I'd like the schools in Harlem that are doing great things with impoverished communities. Now, do you try to get the students that are living in low income also involved? I mean, understanding that they could be, because a lot of them can track or spin or cut or mix or whatever the heck it is they do. And they need some guidance.
Exactly. And, you know, and really, it doesn't take much to, you know, to be a DJ. I mean, if you have the right equipment, and you can get a lot of, you know, cheap equipment, you know, and the average, you know, a kid can get into this. And it's, like I said, with the schools, you know, I've been there a couple of times now talking about this with the different students, and I saw a couple interested people, and, you know, a lot of times they're just too scared to speak up. And, so that's one thing that I'm working on right now, actually, is going into the schools and trying to get some of these kids that really show an interest to get them involved. And it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, it takes a little bit of time. Yes, it does. And, you know, and really, nowadays, you don't really need much. You just need, a computer with internet, and you can do just about anything. I mean, I personally have 5 monitors, I've got 3, 4, 5 computers, I've got a mixer, I've got keyboards, you know, I've got all of it. But you know, you don't need that. I mean, your average person could just do all this with just a simple internet connection and a computer.
Man, and then what do they do? They write you or say, I want to be a part of your network. Do you interview them or do you, like, audition them? I mean, what is the process that they can join your internet group?
Oh, absolutely. What they do is they generally send me a tape, and I want it to be at least a half hour to 45 minutes, even an hour long, and I'll listen to it. And from that point, then I get a hold of, you know, a couple of the other DJs that are my partners. I got four people that are partners with me. And then, you know, we bring it to their attention, you know, here, listen to this. This person is interested in coming on, you know, and being a DJ. And we all basically vote on it. And most of the DJs, you know, that I have on my station, are I've handpicked them, or someone, you know, one of the DJs has recommended, you know, this other DJ, and You know, and so far, this has been going great. I mean, we've got really good DJs, and I would like to get more, you know, more children and kids involved. And that's where, you know, I brought my son in to this, and he's 19. And, you know, I'm trying to show people that, hey, you know, teenagers can do this as well. And
okay.
So I'm really trying to focus on getting more of the young people involved in this as well.
Well, it sounds good. Well, listen, I've got to let you go. I want you to give us the website one more time, and if there's a phone number, they can reach you, DJ Sassy, Sassy Radio. She's the founder and owner and president and sassy woman. So give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's www.sassyradio.com, and I can be reached at 651-493-2898. That is my studio line. And, Don, I really appreciate you having me on your show, and I love what you do, and I'm honored that you called me to be on your show. I thank you very much.
Hey, I think it was a pleasure. Like I said, I looked at them tight jeans and said, she need to be on my show. But let me stop. Because people have been saying, Don, see, you need to quit, you need to quit. I got on a tuxedo tonight, so I have to act proper. So anyway,
there you go.
Listen. It's been great having you on my show, and I look forward to your radio station. I'm going to call in sometimes, too, and I like the music. So when I'm not doing my show, I'm going to play your show. But that's
okay,
DJ
that
Sassy,
wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen. And it's
thank
been
you
a
very
pleasure.
Much.
Oh, it's been nice.
It has. Thank
hey,
you
we're going to
so
play
much,
a little
Don.
Chaka Khan, and she's my girl because she could have sang opera. I don't know what the Pope was talking about or why St. Paul said women should be silent in church. Because Chaka can blow. So I don't know where they got that from. But again, you know what? We're going to keep on talking about the castrati. We got some more stuff to do. And so we're going to handle the rest of our business and get back to the Don S. McClure Show, the greatest show on the Internet. And I love my fans, over 14,000 of them, and I just love them to death.
Thank you.
And like I said, we're going to the opera tonight. You know, I was reading some notes about the castrati. And there's a play in the 1600s by Pereri. And it's P-E-R-I, so in case you think I can't pronounce it. And it's often called the first opera. But it consisted of, listen to this, two castrati men playing women, six men, one castrato playing men, one boy playing a woman, and one woman playing a woman. I don't know, I guess she played a woman character. In reading descriptions of castrato voices, one is struck by two adjectives that appear over and over again, sweetness and power. And again, women have come a long way, and we really need to recognize that, because a lot of times we think that the women are just automatically better than the men, they're doing stuff, they're out there, but actually, that's really not the truth. I think you have to really understand that women are fighting for equal rights, and they're doing some great things, and we have to really, like, get behind them and do more, because it hasn't been an easy road for them. It hasn't been an easy road for especially people of color. And like I said, when we're talking about these kind of things, to me, the girls are like the castrati. The girls are required, and this is the Girls' Choir of Harlem. The girls are required to mandatory 4 hours of practice each weekday and normal academic classes. The girls also take courses in music history and theory, solo and ensemble singing, movement, and a musical instrument. Approximately, now listen to this now, 240 girls in grades 4 through 12 attend the academy that comprises the Girls' Choir of Harlem, which is divided into a preparatory and concert units. The Choir Academy of Harlem's cultural of discipline, artistic, and academic endeavor is remarkable in a neighborhood with numerous failing schools. So while the other schools are failing around them, they're doing really well. Approximately 75% of the girls attending the academy are from single-parent families. 55% are living below the poverty level, and 90% are considered at risk of dropping out of high school. And when they interviewed them, and I saw the interview on TV, and they asked these young ladies why they felt so good about going to school, they said it built self-esteem, it gave them a view on life, and when they go to Italy to sing, they have to sing in Italian, and they can't mess the song up, I mean, because it's strong domination. But these young ladies have sang in Spain and Europe, all over the place. Now, if we can get more of those types of things in regular schools across the country, imagine what we'll be doing. They are developing role models and developing a strong value system of discipline, hard work, and the program provides the girls who are primarily now African-American and Latino and come from Harlem and neighboring communities with a safe and secure and consistent environment. But the amazing part about it is, both in terms of behavior and musicianship, artistic director Lorna Myers says she expects a tremendous amount from each girl. She says, I'm very strict, and for instance, I have a specific dress code, so they can't wear everything they want to wear. It helps put them in a more disciplined mode, which is what I talk about a lot. The more you make them wear certain types of clothes, the better the girls are going to be. She makes them stay focused. Audiences have the girls' parents to thank for that, because the parents are really behind them, even though they come from poor communities. And in 1979, a group of determined parents swayed Boys Choir of Harlem founder Dr. Walter J. Trimble to create a comparable program for the girls, the Girls Choir of Harlem. You can't beat that. So if we want to get education out there, we need to do our job. You're on the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm cutting up tonight. We're going classical, and we played my girl, of course, Shaka, and we played Mesa, and we played Minnie Riperton, and we got some more tracks by Minnie Riperton. But we're going to take a quick break for a minute, because I got a message for the women from the guys. We're going to play a little Bobby Womack, because he could have sang opera. And I could see an opera about Bobby Womack saying, if you think you're lonely now, just imagine all them on stage, if you think you're lonely now. I know I can't say it. But let's listen to Bobby Womack, and when we come back, we're going to play a PSA, and we're going to do more of the Don S. McClure Show. And I'm enjoying it. I truly am. And think about an opera with Bobby Womack in it. For you women now, just think now.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're moaning now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more.
Man, that'll fix it right. If you think you're lonely now,
can see that as an opera. Yo, Dan, I've got my back, and oh, you got to rub it, and I don't have no money. And that'll be a good opera. We're going to play a track by Cecilia Bartoli, and it actually came from an opera called Sposa, Son d'Esperanza. And I said that really good. And actually, Tony Soprano had this playing in one of the Sopranos. But it's an opera piece by Antonio Vivaldi, who I love. I love some Antonio. Antonio Vivaldi. I like that. But it's by Cecilia Bartoli, and it's called Sforza. D'Esperanza. It's a beautiful operatic piece. And like I said, Tony Soprano used it. Man, now you're talking about deep. And actually, the words to that song, which my producer just asked me, what does it mean? It's talking about the same thing Bobby Womack was talking about. The young lady is asking God why she's married to a no-good husband who cheats on her and treats her bad. And in my book, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels, when they get to the part of sanctuary to get in, they dress themselves as a wedding party to try to fool everybody that's inside of the sanctuary. And they try to get in and they ask this great composer, who I put in my book, to play this song. And he can't figure out, why would you want to play a song that's so sad for a wedding song? So you see, actually, when they sing in Italian, it's a story, like I was saying about Bobby Womack. But what's going on is they're telling a story probably in Italian or French. And what happens is, you have to understand the story, but that's why she's singing so sad. But if you want the words to that, you can find it in my book, where it's called Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. And yes, I try to use everything that I learn in life. Matter of fact, tell you this quick story. When I was a little boy, and my mom didn't get me circumcised early, and she should have. Anyway, when I went to the doctor, they did what they had to do. And when I came home, my mom said, go take a little bath. And I'm in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I'm screaming up a storm. And everybody runs in and say, what's wrong, Don? And I said, Ma, oh, they messed me up. They ruined me for life. She said, no, boy, they didn't do nothing to you. But can you imagine what them little boys were feeling like when they were castrated? I know I had kind of an idea. So I know if I didn't want to have that circumcision, I know darn well a lot of them didn't want that done, but it happened anyway. We got 5 more minutes into the show. You're on the Don S. McClure Show, and you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or at my business email, which is DonS.McClure@DSMPublications.net. And that's where you can get all my books at www.DSMPublications.net. We've got 4 more minutes to go, so my girl, Minnie Riperton, is going to sing for you. And again, she's going to sing a track called Back Down Memory Lane, because that's my girl. And I know if she was back in the day, she could have sang some opera. I don't care what the Pope said. Oh, and my priest emailed me and said, thank you for playing some good music. And I only got 27 more Hail Marys to go before I can get out of the dungeon. And I told him I did good. I thought I did good. This is Minnie Riperton singing Memory Lane, and we're going to go back down memory lane. And I have enjoyed my fans. I love you so much. You're my sweetie beaties. So let's listen to Minnie Riperton. Hey, and I might even say some Hail Marys tonight before I get out of my show.
It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look up there, look up there. The way you held me, no one could tell me that love would die. Oh, why did I have to find this photograph? I thought I had forgot the past. Now I'm slipping back. Oh, back down memory lane. I feel the happiness, I feel the pain. Here am I, back down memory lane. I'm in the sunshine, I'm in the rain. Thought it was over, here I go again. The way you held me, no one could tell me.
Enjoy life. That's all you have. That's my saying. And, hey, mwah, I love my audience. I love my fans. I love my mommy. I love my daddy. I love everybody. And, yes, every girl that sings on my show, I love them too. Hey, have a good weekend, and I will talk with you next Friday. Have a great weekend, and enjoy life because that's all you have.